Hello and welcome back to Mama Rosalind's Place, a place where all are welcomed. So come on in, sit back, relax, and stay for a while. Each Tuesday, I will share with you a different story or two. The stories that I'll be sharing are my interpretations of some of my favorite stories. The stories that I'll be sharing today is Dreadlocks and the Three Bears. The first time that I read this version of the classic tale, it was in a book by Sharon Larkin. This is my interpretation of Dreadlocks and the Three Bears. Imagine a little girl with skin the color of rich dark chocolate, like a piece of candy. Her cheeks were juicy and round, just like a ripe peach. Her eyes were so big and bright that instantly they pulled you in. Dreadlocks was truly a beauty to behold. But what everyone seemed to admire most about her was her beautiful dreadlocks. Even though Dreadlocks was a young child, her locks stretched all the way down to the middle of her back. They were a deep dark brown, just a shade or two darker than her skin, with natural highlights sprinkled in from being touched by the sun. Dreadlocks was truly a beautiful child to look at. And even though Dreadlocks was beautiful to look at, her attitude, wasn't always pretty. Dreadlocks' parents, however, rarely disciplined her. To them, she was their perfect little angel, and because of this, they only had one rule that they expected Dreadlocks to follow. You see, Dreadlocks and her parents lived very close to a forest. Their only rule was that she not go into the forest alone. So, Dreadlocks, being the rule bender that she was, whenever her parents weren't watching, she would sneak into the forest. Normally, when Dreadlocks would go to the forest, she was careful not to go wandering too far because she didn't want to get lost. Well, one day while walking through the forest, Dreadlocks wasn't being mindful of where she was going. And guess what happened? Yep, she got lost. Well, Dreadlocks kept walking and nothing looked familiar. So she had no idea where she was. It seemed like she had been walking for hours. Her feet were sore. She was tired, and she was very, very hungry. Just when she felt like she couldn't go any further, she spotted a house. Dreadlocks ran to the house. She didn't even knock on the door. She just walked on in. She did look around, and she didn't see anyone, so she assumed they weren't home. But Dreadlocks did smell something wonderful. It was smelling so good that it made her stomach growl even more. Grits! Dreadlocks ran towards the smell. Now, so far Dreadlocks had broken into someone's house, and now she was about to eat their food. But she didn't even care. Dreadlocks goes to the first bowl and takes a bite. Ugh! Who put salt and pepper in grits? She threw the bowl down onto the table and went towards the next one. Grits were everywhere. She made a huge mess. But as she walked to the other bowl, she had not a care in the world except going towards those grits. When she got to the second bowl, she took a great big spoonful, put it in her mouth. Ugh, no! Who would put this much sugar in grits? Again, she threw the bowl down on the table and made an even bigger mess. Well, Dreadlocks spots one more bowl. And when she sees the cheese sprinkled on top of that bowl of grits, her eyes lit up. She grabs the spoon, takes a huge bite, and says, now this is what grits should taste like. The grits were so good that Dreadlocks ate the whole bowl. Now about this time, Dreadlocks had done all that walking and all that eating. And she was so tired and so sleepy. So she decided to kick back for a little bit. She went to the first chair, plopped down, got ready to turn on the TV. And that chair was so big and so hard, her feet couldn't even touch the ground. This chair is just too big, she said as she stomped to the next one. She sat down in the next chair And she plopped down, and it was so many pillows that she just kept sinking and sinking and sinking. Oh, this chair is just too soft. I gotta get up. And as she scrambled up out of that chair, she went towards the next one. It looked like it was about her size. Didn't have a whole lot of pillows either. As she went towards that chair, she began to realize how exactly sleepy she was. She sat down in the chair, and just as she got comfortable, pow, the chair broke. She got so mad that she picked up the pieces of the chair and just threw them all around and made an even bigger mess. Well, now, you can guess it. Dreadlocks was really, really sleepy. So she went upstairs where she assumed the bedroom was. When she got there, she saw three big beds in this one huge bedroom. The first bed was so tall that she kept looking up and up and up. She didn't even try to get in. She knew her little legs would never make it. She went to the second bed. It was high, not as high, but it had a whole bunch of those fluffy pillows. She kept on walking. She got to the last bed. It was her size. It had one great big soft pillow that she couldn't wait to lay her head down on. So Dreadlocks went to that bed and that pillow, plopped her head down, and before she knew it, she was asleep. Well, just as Dreadlocks went to sleep, the owners of the house came in. It was three bears. There was a great big papa bear. There was a medium-sized fluffy mama bear. And there was a teeny tiny baby bear. Papa bear said, "Oh no, it looks like someone's been eating my grits." Mama bear said, "Someone's been eating my grits too, and look at this mess they made." The baby bear went down to the end of the table and he said, "Somebody was eating my grits and they ate them all up." As Mama Bear patted her baby on his back, Papa Bear began to walk around the house and he said, "Someone's been sitting in my chair." Mama Bear said, "Come to think of it, it looks like somebody's been sitting in my chair, too. My pillows aren't like I left them." Baby Bear turned around from his mommy's arms, and he looked and he said, "Somebody's been sitting in my chair, and they broke it. They broke my chair." And the baby bear started crying. And just at that time, when the baby bear started crying, he woke Dreadlocks up. She creeped to the top of the stairs and she looked down and she saw those three bears. They frightened her so much that Dreadlocks ran down the stairs as fast as she could. She forgot she was tired. She ran down those steps and she ran out the door so fast that the bears, all they saw was a little bitty piece of a dreadlock going out the door. They didn't even bother to chase him. Papa Bear just closed the door, shook his head, and Mama Bear and Papa Bear and Baby Bear began to clean their house. Well, Dreadlocks ran and ran and ran as fast as her tired little bitty legs could take her. She didn't even know where she was going. But as she ran, she began to see that things were starting to look familiar to her. And her heart got happy, and she started to cry because she knew she was headed home. Dreadlocks ran so fast. When she began to see the speck that was her house, her feet took her faster and faster and faster until she got to the gate of her yard and she saw her mama and her daddy standing in the front yard. Her mama was crying and her daddy was holding him. Dreadlocks ran up to them as fast as she could. She saw them, and before they could even speak, she looked at them and she said, "Mama and Daddy, I promise I'll listen to you from now on. I follow your directions. I promise, I promise, I promise." Her parents looked at each other and they didn't know what to say. They were just happy that she was home. And guess what? From that day on, Dreadlocks listened to her parents and she followed their orders. The end. Well, my friends, I hope that you enjoyed our visit today, and I hope that you'll come back again next week for another story or two. Today, I would like to leave you with this. Take chances. Make mistakes. That's how you grow. Pain nourishes your courage. You have to fail in order to practice being brave. Mary Tyler Moore. And as always, until next time, be blessed.